because if we could start the whole thing later, like, I don't want this.
Right. Like, so right now, 1040 is built.
So take house. Yeah, house. Can we do yours later then? So let's do yours 10:20 then.
Well, it's still need.
Because I don't want to. Well, it's if I can do something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Still need Jordan. Aaron Jordan.
Can we do 10:20? Okay. Jake, you tell Chaim. Where's Chaim? You and the house 10:20 instead of 9:30. Okay.
I'm parked on front of the phone.
Jacob, are you here for Shabbos? Shabbos lunch. 11:30. Shabbos lunch. Nimrod, Shabbos lunch. We're having. Maybe, I thought maybe you'd just be more comfortable for lunch. Yeah? Okay, we'll try lunch. Yeah, maybe we're good. Okay, I'll talk to both of you after that. Anyone else can be here for a shot? Well, we can do both. You can do both Friday night too. You're available Friday night too? Okay. Let's speak after Mincha. Okay, we'll speak after Mincha. Maybe we can do Friday. We can do Friday night. Maybe it'll be good. Jake says maybe it'll be good. Yeah. Okay, we'll speak after Mincha. Okay, so tomorrow... You should sign up. If you didn't sign up yet, please sign up for the Bechina for tomorrow. Okay, we got to finish our door now. Page 14. Hey, Divrei Marshan, Matam Sheish She'enam Yoshvi Mesukkah, Shmina says. So Marshan has a piece. Why do there are some people that don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmina Teres? So he says, hello, it's a Beferish Adin, he's supposed to sit in the Sukkah. So there's a famous Korban Asanel, right, that says that, right, because Tosa says in Sukkah, the reason why we don't take lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres, why don't we take lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres, right? Because Shmini Atzeres is fake of the yoma of Shvi Shal Sukkos. So that's fake of the yoma. The answer is that but that's not what Tosa says. That's what you say, but Tosa says differently. Tosa says that it looks like a zilzal, because you're treating yontif like chol. Because the only reason you'll take a lulav is because maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, which is Yom Kol. So why do you say it's by sukkah? You're treating it. So because sukkah, people sometimes eat outside when it's nice weather. So it's not, doesn't look like you're mezalzel in Shmini Atzeres by sitting in the sukkah, but so you're sitting in the sukkah, you're treating it like it's Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, we met Hoshana Rabbah, right? So, right? But if you live in a country that it's freezing cold, so the only reason why you'll be sitting in the sukkah is for the mitzvah. No one sits in the sukkah no one eats outdoors in countries that are very cold you don't do that. So therefore, if you're going to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it's a bizayon to yontif, because it's very obvious that you're doing it for the mitzvah and you're not doing it for just the pleasure. In other words, if you're doing it when the weather's moderate, so then it's not so nikkur that it's l'shem mitzvah. So mamela, it's not considered a zilzul in Shmini Atzeres. That's Tosis. That's how the Tosis explains, and the Korban Asanel explains based on that why people don't sit in the sukkah. So, one second. What do you think?
According to Tosfos, with the shear, how much it has to rain the fire, or would you want that down also? Maybe we were saying that maybe it's Bezos, or you have to read Bezos, or...
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I remember this Shmini Atzeres, it was raining the first night. So we happened to eat out, my families that normally don't eat in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, so we do. So the first night, they said, don't worry about it. And then sure enough, it rained, but it wasn't like a rainstorm. It rained, it wasn't a crazy rain, it was a rain. So we just ate inside. So but once it was raining already, so I you're right, the shear of Mitzvah maybe bumped it down a little bit. And the second day, we already have a chazakah with this family, that we go to them for Shmini Atzeres, and they eat in the sukkah to be with us. We're the guests. So they eat outside. So I told him, I come to him, Shmini Atzeres, and I'm zakeh him in the... some hold that the minig is only to eat in the day on Shmini Atzeres, not at night, because he made a break. You didn't eat at night, and that's not considered near a kemosif, because you didn't... their poskim would hold like that. But the... Right. But, and then he says that some have the minhag that people have a minhag to go to the Rebbe's on Yontif or Shmini Atzeres. Basically, a lot of people there, and the sukkah can't fit all the people. So they'll be mitzvah, so they're potter. One second. He says, even though he asked your question, Jake. In other words, should the level of Mitztayer be the same as the level of Mitztayer the rest of the Chag? Kol advarim alal v'amer elamim yishlo tzar b'yishivas ha'sukkah. So he says that... Mogad Avrom says, "More the feeling mitzdaya rach machmashu eis kor, machom hashmonim nikrashim, the sukkah deyachor gam ke choshim mitzdaya part of the sukkah. He the sukkah is gufei adam machvirin, but Shmini Atzeres ain't machvirin. So he says the thing that, you know, like the poskim say, that tzar means that you're in the sukkah, you're mitzar, but you're at home, you won't be mitzar. But if you're mitzar in both, then it's not. So he wants to say, well, the people, if they're in the sukkah, they'll mitzar because it's bad weather. In the home, they'll be mitzvah because they're not doing the mitzvah. But the kids, all these svaras, you could say for the rest of the chag. But in Shmini Atzeres, as Barshak says, then the level of mitzvah is different. It really has to be mitzvah because once it's a little bit star, then it already looks like a zilzel. So therefore, the people would go to the Rebbe's and they would be mitzvah to be in the Rebbe's sukkah. It was just so crowded, so that's how. So they would talk to us, so that's how it started. But he says that people didn't realize that. People thought that when they were by the Rebbe, they didn't eat the sukkah. So then they came home, and they also didn't eat by the sukkah, even when they weren't by the Rebbe. So he says that's not really, really right. But he thinks that maybe how it evolved, Marshak says. What do you think? Why are you mitzvah in the house?
We have a cold. The point is the tzar that you have from the sukkah is not in the same subject.
Right.
Over here, it's totally different tzar. So you can say that you're part of the sukkah, but it's raining. Now, just because you have to have a second tzar, you're part of the sukkah.
Right.
The tzar is already part of you. When do you have the tzar of the cold in the house or after the sukkah? The tzar never part of you.
Yeah. So in which, so would you say in which case?
I'm saying a case where you're
going
to the circuit because it's raining, but then you're going to
talk to
you
with
the
star and
you're
going to
the sukkah.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you
can
use the
same tzara and pashas, right. Yeah. He's saying as far as, yeah, okay. 25. Take chidushas all round. So the round sheet is, the question is how much do you have to eat? Tesvah, tesvah. So how much do you have to eat the first night in the sukkah? So chor tesvav means a kezias, because how much matzah do you have to eat in the first night of Pesach? Just the kezias midoraisa. So then sukkah should be the same thing. So but the rat has the kasha, but if it's only a kezias, chor you should be able to eat a kezias. Kezias is achilas haroi. Kezayis is achilas haroi. So then, why should that be the shear that you're chayif to eat in the sukkah the first night? If technically, that you could eat even in kutz l'sukkah. That's a kasha. So that's why the Ran says that. Since it's a chova, the first night's a chova, so even kezayis, which are roi, becomes like a keva. And that's how it's pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. That all you have to eat is a kezayis. But there are other shitas. So one day in the Ran says you have to eat more than a kebetza the first night, because that's the shear of a keva. Just because it doesn't make sense that the mitzvah of Torah is a kezayis, when a kezayis you can eat outside the sukkah. And then he says, but no, but maybe kazayis is the shear. Ah, you can eat outside the sukkah. No, because it's a chova. It's the first night's a chova, so even a kazayis becomes like a keva. So meiger halacha, we pass that all you need is a kazayis the first night. But Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmir. It was today we have so much bread, so it's not such. It's not like in the old days they didn't have so much bread. We have so much bread. Okay, so that's what?
How much bread?
I can't hear you.
How much bread is used?
So Rabbi Badi told me once from Rabbi Kotla. I mean, Rabbi Badner has it in his sefer. I think Rabbi Badi said that Rabbi Badner heard it from him. The beitz is the size, the middle slice of a rye bread, that size. So more than that is the yosem, is a kebeitza. But more than that is yosem kebeitza.
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, I always tell people get a geshmaka piece for the first night of Sukkot, first two nights, challah. And then you should eat it right away without talking, so you know you got the mitzvah. A geshmaka piece, not one of these little thin pieces, a small piece. You know, a geshmaka piece of challah. You ever go to a Hasidish wedding?
Yeah.
Hey, give you a bulka, oh God. That's probably five kazesim. You ever see those? Yeah. I'm on a diet, so I don't try to avoid, white wheat. I'm trying to have whole wheat. So at these Hasidic weddings, I just eat a little of the bulka. It's a huge thing. The other thing they do good at Hasidic weddings is they serve you the whole meal right away. In other words, you have the chuppah, then you go in, and they give you, have the motzi, the soup, and then they give you the main court, the whole. And no dancing until after. So you get the whole meal in. Much better than what they do in the modern circles. Because then if you have to leave early, then you have to go out without eating dinner. Now, it happens to be in the modern circles, they give you this big shmorg, so once you have the big shmorg, you really don't need the dinner. But the Hasidic circles, they don't give you such a big shmorg, but then they give you the whole suda right away. If you want to stay for the dancing, you stay for the dance. If you want to go home, you can go home. At least you had the meal. these are some of my thoughts about the contemporary weddings. What about weddings in Lakewood? That's also. I was invited to a wedding in Lakewood. It was late. They said if I were to stay for the meal, and then first travel home from Lakewood, I'll be home to like 1 or 2 in the morning. Because the meal they're first going to serve at 10:30. And then you first have to leave Lakewood at 11:15, 11:30. Then it takes an hour and a half to get back here. So I told my wife, you know what? Just give me dinner before I go to the wedding. So I had the dinner. I ate the dinner. And then after the chuppah, I was able to ready to leave. And then I came back at a normal hour. But what can I tell you? Okay, these are some thoughts. So, Tein HaDin Shal Achila B'Sukkah B'Shas G'Shomim B'Lel Rishon. Awesome. So, Azai. So, the Ran says that it could be that the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah even if it rains. You don't have the Ptur of Mitztayr. And so the Ramah quotes this. The Mechaber Paskins, no. Mechaber says there's no difference. If it's raining the first night, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. It's only the Ashkenazim have this thing about eating the sukkah even in the first night. So I told you, Rav Abadi told me that he thought that if it's raining cats and dogs, that the Ramah would be masking. So yesterday, for the first time, we saw that the Chidah says it. The Chidah says this Kiddush. That if it's Star Harbe, so we said the board is, well, it's not Drachad Dachay Noam. But I was thinking, when I was going to the North Shore yesterday, I was thinking of a new Svara. I was thinking like this. There is a halacha that you can't take medicine on Shabbos. Right? Because you might come to Shchichas Saman. But if you're a Choyle, you're allowed to. So you have a heart problem, you have this problem, a real Choyle. In other words, the people who are not allowed to take medicine is somebody who basically is a healthy person and something is bothering him. You know, Mechish Ba'alma, so then he can't take medicine. But if he's a Choyle, he has the flu, he has something like that, then he can take medicine, because for a Choyle, then where it goes there. But what's that? But Rav Yaakov Emden says, if you mitzvah, so we said, the little tsar, you can't take. But if you mitzvah harbe, is dino kachola. So I thought, oh, maybe that's another pshat of Rabbi. That what? That if it's raining cats and dogs, that's a mitzvah harbe. So mitzvah harbe is a dino kachola. So kachola is potim in a sukkah. Kachola musham shem is potim in a sukkah. Oh. What? Maybe. Ash is the potter in a sukkah. So first night maybe too. I don't know. I have to think of it. That was the thought. I thought about this svara yesterday in the taxi. So but we saw a chidah. Yesterday we saw a chidah that says like Rabbi Bari. So I was very excited, right? We saw that. Yeah, so either Choyla or Tsar Harbe, that's what Yaakov Emden says. Okay, I have to look into your Ha'ara. No, Chola, even Chola She'embo Sakana is Potter. Chola She'embo Sakana, for sure. Chola Mishav Shem is even She'embo Sakana.
Does everybody say that the Ramon holds, or even the Ram said that even the thing of the Tsar would say, but Tsar Harbe is a different story.
Right. Whoever needs to say it, right. Okay. 27. Ten divrei Yerushalmi, meaning potem in a dover voseyu. Right, the Yerushalmi says somebody is potem in a dover, but he does it, nikra hedyot. Nikra Hedyot. So the Hesoros Tshuva. Who's the Hesoros Tshuva? It's one of my favorite Svarim. He's the grandson of who? Of Chasam Sofer. He wrote this unbelievable Sefer, the Hesoros Tshuva. So he wrote his piece. He says, what? Is that Reish Tamachas? Is that the only Torah Tshuva that they have here? Yeah, it's page 22. So he wants to know, when do you say Hamachmir Tov Olav Bracha, and when do you say Kol Apotem Min Adover Oseh Nikra Hedyot? That's a very important question. And a lot of times the posting say Hamachmir Tov Olav Bracha. So Machmir means you really potter. he says, he says like this: sometimes you machmir, and there's no, and if you, even if you do it, you're not mekayim anything. So then you're a hedyot, you're a fool. So he says when it's raining and you sit in the sukkah, if it's the rain that potters you, you're a fool because you're not mekayim any mitzvah. But say there's a halacha that you're not mechuyif to go to your friend's sukkah. That you have a show, give me a shofar, I'll read it to you. Give me a Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Vav, or a Shulchan Aruch. Here, oh, wait, do I have it here? One second, it's in the... Oh, yeah. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Mitzvahs Pater. And then he says, Misha Kovel, our neighbors with Sukkah of Shabbos, Misha neighbors with Vesu, Mutter, Lot, says for a Sukkah. So say, the lights went off in your sukkah. Say you set the Shabbos clock wrong. You set it wrong. The lights went off. So he says, you can go home. You can go eat in your house now. And you don't have to go to your friend's sukkah. Because it's a big tircha. If it's a big tircha. Interesting halacha. That was, say you set the Shabbos clock wrong. And now it's dark, pitch dark in the sukkah. So the Mechaber, the Ramah says you can go home. Say so the first night, then you should, you know, it was the first night, might you should find the sukkah, because he said to go to your friend's house, that's a tsar. If it's a tsar, maybe if you have a good friend, it's not such a tsar. You know, depends who your neighbor is, you know, depends, depends the person, depends the sukkah, depends the neighbor, you know. But he says, migra din, if it's a tzar, to go to your friend's house. So you don't have to be so frum, because I have to eat the sukkah, you go home. Except the first night, that's a shiloh, which is a torment style. But there, the Soros Truva says, hey, a person wants to be machmer, I'm a tzar, but, I can't see myself eating the suddas yantiv in the house. So it's not pleasant, but I'm going to do it. So he says, there, a machmir tova lo bracha. Because there, you get a mitzvah. He says, Havokeinu shekvar halach l'sham, v'hu shama v'kvar avar ha-tirch v'atzar. I guess the assumption is the tirch is getting there. And some people might have the tirch of spending time in the other guy's house if they don't enjoy his company. Different people have different types of tsar in this world. But the assumption is, if the tsar is only getting there, so once you walk there, you got there, so now you can eat, you get a mitzvah. So then, so you weren't mechuyim, but we don't say, potter v'ravod nikra hedyot. Because there, once you're going to do it, you're going to get a mitzvah. In the rain, you're not. So that's his shot. What do you think? Pretty good. It's Oris Tshuva. Not page 21, but page 22. Okay, Teishita Samaril. Vini Yargu Shabbat Lai Lishonim.
Right. Even the Ramah would say,
Right, but that's assuming that that's, yeah. But those that want to say that the Ramah would mean even that, so then you wouldn't be Nikrop, you know, Nikra Hedjib was your belief to do it. Rabbi just thinks that he can't imagine there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that you should get drenched. You mean a mitzvah in the Torah to be in a sukkah that you're a little bit uncomfortable. That you could hear. But to say that there's a mitzvah in the Torah that's pouring cats and dogs. And the Torah says, that's the mitzvah of my Torah. I have to do the Ratzon Hashem and get myself soaked. So Rabbi thought that Lo Yitachin to say such a thing. He's probably right. I mean, the Mechaber doesn't even mitzvah, regular mitzvah, your potter even on the first night. The Ramah says not, but he thinks even the Ramah has his limits. And what's the Maril? The Maril says you should wait till, if it's raining the first night, you should wait till it stops raining. Even if it takes till midnight. He says that's the Maram, but he says, but in the Tshuva, Maril says he doesn't see his Rebbeim doing that way. That he's. Well, that's a question of, you know, other people are going to. Say he's alone. Right. Say he's a bacher. Yeah. Or he has a family. Say he's just alone. No one else is raiding on him. So then, yeah, then you could say Tavo lo bracha. Well, the people, then you have other things. But right. If he's alone. Somehow he's alone. Because he gets a mitzvah in the end of the day.
Right.
So, but the pashtus is what we do is you make kiddush in the sukkah the first night, and then you have the motzi, and then you go in. The second night, not. Because what's important making kiddush the first night in the sukkah? Because we want shechianu on the first night of sukkahs that's going on the Yantif to also go on the Sukkah. So that's why we want you to say the Shechianu in the Sukkah.
Yeah, the Shechianu on the Sukkah, you may be puzzled. Maybe the Shechianu in the rain is only on the Yantif. Maybe you should eat the first time you eat in the Sukkah when it's not a Shiloh, whether you're
high. Yeah, but it's just, yeah.
The Shechianu on the Sukkah when it's raining wouldn't be Shiloh, would it?
Yeah, the Truma Sedeshin talks about this. Did I put a Truma Sedeshin in the packet? He says, therefore, he says, the second, but it's going on the Asiyah Sasukkah. It's going on the Asiyah Sasukkah. Yeah, you couldn't make the Shechianu in the Asiyah Sasukkah.
So the
Shechianu
you make in the rain, the first night is on Asiyah.
Right, the second night, it's only on the Yontif. So then, right. We say make Kiddush at home. And then if later on you want to go out, you can go out. That's what Truma Sedeshin says, right? Then, question 29. Tein Divrei Hashmus Yaakov. V'yardik Shaman B'layil Rishona. So he says, Shnas Taf Pei Gimel, So it rained. You make a shomer behind shnei yom kodem achak. It started raining 2 days before Sukkos, so the schach was pretty drenched, and it was dripping. So he says, how should you say? Some say you should wait till Chatzos. Some say just go in the Sukkah even if it's dripping. So he says, the Maril says to wait till Chatzos, but the Maril in the Tshuva says his Rebbeim don't do that. And he said to eat in the sukkah when it's raining, he thinks that's potter ben adonim moseh and nikra hedyot. So he says, "Now, ikik mu'ur b'shulchan aruch, live yishoni kadosh b'sukkah v'lechol kazayis b'sukkah v'varkedino leishon b'sukkah v'live yishniya yochol b'beiso." Second night, you start in the house, and then you could eat a kazayis and the sukkah at the end. Then the Be'er Sheva also has a tshuva about this, about what's called nikra hedyot. So he says, Dafka al davsho yocha lovely de iser. That's the shayach mechumra o precious. So he says there's a difference between Mashmahed the Omra Potter and the Dover Aldovka Aldovka Shayochal Lovel with the Isser. Something that could come to an Isser. What is that? What is the case that he's referring to? So he has the Gemara here. And he eats above the devil, he tastes the cross. Right, the Beishami says what? At night he surveys Kriya Shema sitting down and the days standing up, and Beisil says you do anything you want. So somebody says, I was machmir like Beis Shammai, I was Baba Derech, and I stopped in the middle of Derech and I laid down to say Kriya Shema. And I put myself into a sakana, and they list him. So he says, you know, you deserve it because you didn't follow Beis Hillel. So you see from here that you shouldn't be machmir for another sheet if we don't pass him like that. So what's the idea? The idea is Shemi Yeshlom, the law of Rabbi Shemi, because I will give him elimination. The master not shall also salah for mice, because they may be shame, and the war will be so can't he ask me? So he says like Shem Yishlom the Omer Ki Misham Klapata Aksha Osa Osa B'deh Chumra V'chacha Efshar Lom Lashayna Nashim Kal Lass Osa B'deh Chumra. There was something that there's no negative side to it, then you can be machmir. But if there's a negative side to your chumrah, then not. So here he put himself into a sakana, but he followed Beis Shammai. Okay. Then we saw the Kajuk lover says that the chassidim sit in the sukkah because they follow the shita. We say the Vilna Gaon says the mitzvah of matzah, the chiyuvah, is the first night. And if you want to eat matzah the rest, it's still a mitzvah. Others say, no, the mitzvah is only the first night. The rest is just you can't eat chametz. So if you want to eat bread, you eat matzah. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, you get a mitzvah for eating. So the Bir Alok is stopping, maybe the same thing by sukkah. That the chov of sukkah is only the first night. And maybe there's still a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah the rest. It's not just that if you're eating, you should eat in the sukkah. No, there's a mitzvah to eat the sukkah, just like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the second day of chal, third day, etc. So the Kajuk Lover's pshat is that if there's a mitzvah kiyumis to replicate the first night, and the first night according to Ramaz, even if it's raining, so then there should be a kiyum even if it's raining to sit in the sukkah the second, third day, fourth day, fifth day. Because I'll say it's nikra hedjo. Maybe nikra hedjo is when you're not eating. When you're eating, then it's not nikra hedya, because then you're doing a kiyum mitzvah of the first night. And then you have rabbeinu peretz, so we don't really pass by rabbeinu peretz. It says the din of mitzvah is only in shena, because eating, how long does it take to eat? Whereas any meal we eat, really, we can finish in 15 minutes. The schmoozing is what keeps the meal, but if you just say eat the food, the actual food, 10 minutes, even a big meal. But the geschmack of the meal is not just the eating; it's the whole company and the whole experience. And then question 32 is ten divrei hesoros tshuva b'inyanim rabino essay dochalosos of a pashalisa. In other words, what if you're eating non-kosher bread? It's like tevel. For the first night of Sukkah is Chodesh or something like that. Do we say Esei Dochalos Asei? Because you for the mitzvah of Sukkah. So we know that by Matzah you don't say Esei Dochalos Asei, because the mitzvah of Matzah, if you eat not kosher Matzah, is because the mitzvah of Erev Tochal Matzah was given Kodem before Matan Torah. So it's a weaker mitzvah. But Sukkah L'chora was given after Matan Torah, so maybe you should say Esei Dochalos Asei. So he says, maybe not. So what's his word? Also, the post of Yerdin Gishamim, he says, according to the sheet, there's a Yerdin Gishamim, his potter. Also the poskim, the sovereign, the ikya gzer shov bal chayv gam mitztayer. Yerudim shov chayv alay vishonu. Establish esi adal doche is a kal. Kev shov ikya halacha chayv alad yotzi yidei chavoso tzayis pas. Hakarum machvim kishit a poskim yerudim shov chayv lecho. Mev osu lecho pas isr. Loyei ala sofim. So what does he say? But in other words, it's beferish by Pesach. You don't say essay. That's the famous Rishalmi, right? You don't say you can't eat matzah of chodesh because you don't say essay dochalosa say because matzah the mitzvah is berech dochul matzah that was given before matan Torah. So that's a weaker mitzvah. Shaila is what about by sukkah? Would you say if you eat challah that's tevel or not kosher? In the sukkah, the first night, you don't say the mitzvah. We say esei don chalos esei. So he says. On one hand, you could say the whole reason that we know you're supposed to eat matzah in the sukkah the first night is from Pesach, tesvav. So if matzah, you don't say esei don chalos esei. So by sukkah also you shouldn't say. So then he says, maybe it's totally in the machlokas whether yardu gshamim on the first night, whether you pot or not. So if you say yardu gshamim potter gamalai lishon of gzeir shamim l'chayv 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 the sukkah. In other words, the gzeir shamim is to tell you that you have to eat, but you still potter from the rain. So he says, if during the year somebody would give you non-kosher food, he wouldn't eat it. So same sukkah, teishu, kate, adur, his potter. So he would eat. Well, according to the opinion that you're even a mitzvah is chayef, and you don't have the drush of teshu with teta during the first night, so then maybe you could say that you say esa dochalos asay. So we say kaimalon yotzi vechovan machilas kazayis v'pas sukkah. So it's muchach that shita v'shon yordu v'shon v'meidu chayim lechol. If we hold like that, Raganu Machmirim Kishita Zaposkin, to Gam Yerush Gisham Chayv Lechol, Meva Osu Lechol. So he's saying if you hold that there is a din of Teshuv Kate Taduru the first night, so then, if there's a din of Teshuv Kate Taduru the first night, so then, if somebody would, during the year, if somebody would give you food, non kosher food, you wouldn't eat it, so too over here. They want to say not to eat non kosher food in the Sukkah, is a din of Teshuv Kate Taduru. It's an interesting idea. So it depends whether it is a dedication okay to do it the first night or not. Assuming that you could say Esei Dochalosa say by Sukkah based on the Shita that there's an essay by Matzah even after the... Okay, interesting idea. Okay. Okay, Rabotai, we have basically completed the Chazara, all 15 pages of Chazara are completed B'siyat and Dishmaya. Okay. So that means so tomorrow, everyone should sign up. We have still originally somebody signed 9:30 and 10:20. So 10:20. If you can sign up the later part, so more concentrated instead of like having one person sign up 9:30 and then the next person not till 10:20. So if somebody didn't sign, we have a 10:40 spot that is still here. And then the last one is 11:40 Nimrod Sol. So if you want to have an 11:50 slot, it's still available for a very cheap price. Okay, so we'll have a soon. Nimrod and Jacob, can we come for a second? Yeah, so Chanukah.
Chanukah, I'm assuming
you
want the first Thursday.
Okay, I think we'll have the Chanukah Masibah the first Thursday.